What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And, Mark, what was the next thing you wanted to mention?
Oh, by the way, I got that article here. It's by Paul Joseph Watson. He's quoting a Greg Mello, secretary and executive director of the Los Alamos Study Group, who says basically there wouldn't be any survivors. Maybe some in the Southern Hemisphere, but he even doubts that.
Well, do you remember the movie On the Beach? It was a book. It was actually required reading when I went to high school, the novel of On the Beach, and then it was made into a movie, it was a very powerful anti-nuclear, anti-World War statement where basically the film opens just after there has been a nuclear war, and the only survivors are down in Australia. The story is all about trying to see if there's anybody still left in the Northern Hemisphere and accepting the inevitability that even in Australia, they all wind up dead. It's the film ends with the extermination of the human race, which is kind of depressing. Whether a nuclear world war would actually whether a nuclear world war would actually exterminate all human life is debatable, but it would certainly make large numbers of them very ill, sterile. There'd be massive birth defects. It's a bad thing. One of the issues we have to deal with right now is our generation looks at nuclear detonations in a very abstract way. We've seen photos of it. We've seen the documentaries. But we don't really understand just how powerful these weapons are. And that's one of the reasons why... Go ahead.
That's one of the things I wanted to bring up, because when you and me were kids, people understood how horrible a nuclear war was. There was a lot of demonstrations out of the street. Hell no, we won't go. I didn't necessarily believe better red than dead, but certainly I wanted to do everything we could to avoid nuclear war, and that was the thinking at the time. But now, I don't know. Tony, and the other question I was going to ask you, too, is how does Russia keep up such a military that's probably the equivalent of maybe better than ours, when they only spend $48 billion on their defense budget? We spend like 600-something billion.
Well, because the American military-industrial complex is all about war profiteering, and Russia and China, they're all about actually putting together a working military. So they're definitely getting way more bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
And that really does constitute the difference.
Well, what do you think of what I just explained? That when we were kids, like these air raid drills, we knew it was nonsense. When I was in the Army, they said, what do you do in case of a nuclear attack? And said, oh, you cover yourself with your poncho and this and that. And these idiots, these what we call lifers in the Army, actually believe this stuff. But we, people, regular troops, understood, the best thing to do would be put your head between your... as far between your legs as possible, you know what?
Kiss your rear end goodbye.
Exactly. So, I mean, we were a lot smarter than that. So I just don't understand. You think you'd see people yelling and screaming about this now. Not to mention, even if the war doesn't go nuclear, you would need a huge draft. And you'd think these millennials and these, Generation Z kids, would be yelling and screaming already about that possibility. I don't know. Like, everybody's zombified.
They should be concerned. Well, they should absolutely be concerned, because they're going to be on the front lines. There is a bill to renew the draft sitting in committee in Congress. It's been there for a long time. It actually, at one point, had a provision for drafting women into combat roles. That was taken out under public pressure, but now it's been put back in. When they come for our children, they're coming for all of them.
You think kids... and the thing is, 18-year-olds can vote now. So, I mean, you think these politicians would get it through their heads and stop this. I just don't know. I think these people are mad. I really think we're governed by madmen. And as far as Trump goes, as far as if he's being threatened, what he should, if this is the case, you go to the American people and tell them, this is what they're doing. This is what they're trying to do. You got the largest standing army in the world in the United States. Hundreds of millions of gun owners.
Yes.
And that would take care of the deep state or any other state if it really came down to it. And
I don't want to see that happen. I'm still holding out for a Soviet Union-style collapse of the government. I don't want to see a civil war or a revolution in the streets of the United States, because always the wrong people get killed and crippled in those things. It's just like foreign wars. The instigators will make a huge amount of money, and they'll run off to their retirement laughing their heads off at how silly the rest of us were.
Yeah, I understand that, but we can't let them drag us into World War III either. We can't,
and that's why I say, if we can get 300 million Americans to just stand up and tell the government, we're not going to listen to you anymore, and we're not going to fight your wars anymore, and we're not going to pay for them anymore. And that was the message, you know, when I joke about, okay, if you really feel war is necessary, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, go have fun. We're going to sit this one out. Back during Vietnam, there actually was a poster that was going around saying, what if somebody threw a war and nobody showed up? Well, that's where we have to be right now. We have to say, we're not going to show up. We're not going to show up because the American people have never really benefited from any of these wars. It's always been the politicians, the military-industrial complex, and most especially the bankers. The bankers are the ones who ultimately win all these wars, because war is the richest harvest of debt for the bankers.
Well, remember the song Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie? I think Donovan really made it famous, but Buffy St. Marie is the first one to actually write it and sing it. Basically, it's pretty much without the regular soldier, all these generals and all these politicians wouldn't be able to do anything.
That's absolutely true. Now, it's a little less so today because of all the oncoming robotic and automated weapons, but we're already seeing how Russia's electronic warfare can jam those systems up. Again, if you think about it, the United States government is making the same strategic mistake the Nazis did. They're over-dependent on their whiz-bang high-tech weaponry, but in the end, that is not what wins a war. Controlling the ground is what wins a war. In any event, this next war, all we're going to do is make the rubble bounce.
Well, let's just pray it doesn't happen. Let's just pray it doesn't happen because, you know, like I said, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, I've got I want the best for them. I want this planet to survive. It's a beautiful planet. There is no global warming, but if we do have a nuclear war, it will get to global warming. Something like, 10,000 degrees above Fahrenheit?
Well, no, there isn't that much. Even with all the world's nuclear weapons detonated, there's not that much. The real danger is a nuclear winter, where so much debris is thrown up into the atmosphere, the temperatures will plunge. And we've already had systems to model that on, based on some of these larger volcanic eruptions we've seen over the last several decades, where there is a measurable decrease of solar radiation reaching the surface of the Earth, followed by a measurable cooling. And so a nuclear winter is a very real possibility. A nuclear global warming, much less so.
Well, like I said, I'm talking about the initial blast, which is probably at about 10,000 degrees above Fahrenheit.
At the core, it's a very, very high temperature, but don't forget the inverse law. The inverse square law applies. As you get further and further out, the heat energy dissipates as the square of the distance. And I went over to that nuke map application, and I simulated the dropping of nuclear weapons on the center of Pearl Harbor and how it would affect where Claire and I live. And the good news is, if North Korea attacks Pearl Harbor with a nuclear weapon, we're going to have a really good fireworks show, and it'll probably rattle the windows. The bad news is, anything that the Russians and Chinese are currently using hits Pearl Harbor, we're just not going to survive, especially the Chinese. They use a bomb that could basically melt this entire rock.
Well, Paul Craig Roberts pretty much thinks it'll be over if it happens. So,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, he kind of indicates we just lose, but I don't think there would be any winners or losers. I think the world would lose.
Yeah, everybody's going to lose. Everybody's going to lose.
Nobody wins.
And you know something? If you think about it, you think about the wars in the past, the only ones who claim victory are the governments, the officers, and the bankers, because ordinary people on either side, they all lose anyway. And I know this because I grew up in a town that still carried the scars of World War II. And, you know, families who had lost fathers and sons and brothers and uncles in the war and were still grieving. And, of course, with the loss of those individuals was a loss in income-earning capability. And so they suffered economically. And once you get away from the capital cities and the parades and all the rest of it, it becomes harder and harder to distinguish the vanquished from the victorious in terms of ordinary people and the burdens they have to bear.
I just don't understand why, you know, you think the news media would be up and, I mean, I'm not even talking about the mainstream news. The problem is all they've got for reporters these days is these leg-crossing women that don't have no clue, and most of the guys, like these pretty boys, who also have no clue, and they just say what they're told to say, and that's it. There's no real news reporters.
They're probably being told that a nuclear war is controllable, a nuclear war is winnable, and they're clinging to that belief, because if they don't cling to that belief, it becomes harder and harder to do their job, which is lying to the American people for profit. Anyway, we're going to let you go. I need to let you go. Got a bunch of news. Got other callers going to be calling on in. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the economic news, U.S. Senator John McCain is flapping his gums again, saying that Exxon is crazy for trying to resume business with Russia. You're not supposed to do business with them. You don't do business with anybody we don't want you to do business with. And I really keep wondering, isn't this guy's job supposed to be in Arizona? And yet he's all over the Middle East, and every time he shows up in the Middle East, there's a false flag gas attack weeks afterwards. And so he's out there screaming to hurt everybody. I have not heard one positive, constructive comment come out of McCain's mouth in recent memory. It's always bomb somebody, sanction somebody, harm somebody, inflict pain. And I think McCain builds a very, very strong case for congressional-level election fraud, because I get lots of email from people in Arizona saying, I didn't vote for this guy. I don't know anybody who did. I can't understand why he continues in office. Look at all the massive election fraud going on around the world. There's your answer. The elections are crooked. The elections are a fairy tale. It's a theater pageant put on to make you think you still have some kind of say in the running of this country, and as Paul Craig Roberts said, you do not. Harley Davidson is announcing layoffs. They're going to shift employment to Kansas City, Missouri. And I can understand the same thing that's affecting the auto sales is affecting motorcycle sales. People do not have money, and they do not feel comfortable going back into debt to buy things, because of the uncertainty in the future. Although the U.S. government is saying consumer confidence is on the increase, I seriously doubt that that's an accurate assessment, mostly because they've lied about things like the unemployment rate and the rate of inflation. So why would they be truthful about consumer confidence? They need the numbers to go up to reassure you, yes, go on out and spend, spend, spend. If you're a loyal, patriotic American, you're going to max that plastic out. Subway says it shut hundreds of U.S. restaurants this last year, and they got a double whammy between their spokesman's scandals and allegations that their food is not as pure and unadulterated as the advertising suggests. But restaurants in general are in decline. People don't have the money to go out and buy things to eat. They're doing more cooking at home. It's less expensive. They also know, have a better understanding what's going in to what they're making in that kitchen. And the restaurant business is a serious, significant indicator of the true state of our economy. Now, Ukraine is on the brink of an energy catastrophe, and they're trying to sign a contract on coal deliveries from the United States. And they're talking about the price of oil going up, going down, going sideways. but Ukraine is literally on the verge of having the lights go out over there. What a mess of the world these money junkie warmongers have done. Now, getting on to the immigration refugee situation, there's been an interesting development, and the courts have ruled now illegal aliens do not have constitutional rights of review if denied entry into the United States of America. Now, the open borders people, the refugee people, are out there saying that if a refugee is denied, they have constitutional rights. They, in fact, they've even gone as far as to say that illegal immigrants and refugees have a constitutional right to be here, which tells us either they are lying through their teeth or they've never actually read that constitution. But a lot of people applying for refugee status who are turned down are trying to file lawsuits saying, I have a constitutional right to be reevaluated. And the courts have said, no, you do not. The rights in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution apply to U.S. citizens and legal residents, period, end of discussion. Now, there's another story that came on out from 12160. Trump demands for border wall funding may force a government shutdown next week, which is being greeted with a tremendous amount of cheering and joy by the American people. Not so much the border wall as having the government shut down, because if they're shut down, think how much harm they're no longer able to do to the rest of us. But it's basically a standoff between Donald Trump, who's demanding that the new budget include funding for the wall, and mostly the Democrats in Congress who are saying, no, we don't need to fund the wall. Now, I'm all in favor of controlling our borders. I don't think we really need that wall. And by the way, some of the opposition to the wall is getting downright silly. Somebody tried to file an environmental lawsuit against the wall because it would interfere with the transit patterns of jaguars and birds. I have a clue for you. Birds can actually fly over that wall. And better than 99% of the jaguars already live south of the border anyway. Let's keep them down there, because jaguars will eat farm animals and the occasional child. I remember many, many years ago when I was married to my first wife, and times were much better, and we went down to this for a vacation to this resort called Losadas, which, if you ever saw the movie 10 with Bo Derek, that beachside resort, that's where we went. And while we were there, we were told in no uncertain terms, do not go outside the fence. There's a jaguar on the grounds, and he will attack you. So that's the jaguar situation. But we really don't need a wall. All we need to do is enforce the existing immigration laws and cut off the financial incentives luring these people here. Just come on down hard and say, no, you do not get free stuff. You do not get jobs. You do not get handouts. If you cross that border illegally, the only thing you're going to do is starve to death in the streets of the United States of America. If you do that, they're going to stop coming here. And I still think it's cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. Now then, over in Great Britain, as you know, they're still going over the Brexit, and apparently there's going to be a big fight with Theresa May's general election this summer. The vote riggers are already signing up for overtime to try and reshape Parliament into something that will end Brexit. Tony Blair is in there trying to end this thing. They still believe in the New World Order and the global government. Brussels is now demanding an annual hike in the UK's divorce payment. In other words, Brussels is okay with Great Britain going back to being independent. What they can't live without is Britain's money pouring in to prop up all the failed European Union member states. And they want to hardwire that in, that Great Britain is going to continue to loot their own taxpayers and businesses to prop up all these European Union member states and keep that European Central Bank happy and contented and wealthy beyond dreams of Midas. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting a clarification on Donald Trump or whoever is making these calls for him. Because yesterday, Donald Trump was saying that Iran is in compliance with the P5+1 nuclear deal. And everybody else, like John McCain, was saying, no, we got to sanction them. We've got to do this. They're doing things we don't like that weren't part of the original deal. But that doesn't matter. Let's, you know, renege on the deal, keep the sanctions in place. And then we had earlier Fox News, Trump, Iran not in compliance with the nuclear deal. And everybody's saying, what the heck is going on here? So now there's been a clarification. And what Donald Trump or whoever's making these decisions for him meant to say is that Iran is in compliance with the P5+1 deal, but they're not living up to the spirit of the deal. What the heck does that mean? It means they brought out the bovine excrement howitzer, and it's aimed right at you. In other words, what they're trying to create is saying, we acknowledge Iran has kept all of the promises of the P5+1 deal, but we don't think we should have to keep ours. And it's, first of all, obvious that they're trying to gear up to go into Iran, as Wesley Clark told us they were going to do. But the downside is, it is reinforcing the global impression that you can take nothing coming out of the United States government at face value. It's going to be a lie. Now, yesterday we were talking about how this psychologist who works at a clinic for transgendered children came on out with the announcement that, as far as he could tell, most children were just faking it. That very few were genuinely transgendered, because it's a hip thing now. And over at governmentslaves.info, they have this story where schools are now being advised to bake a cake and have a party in class to celebrate transgender students' transition. And this glorification of transgenderism is going to lead to attention-seeking kids claiming to be transgender when they are not. And it's part of a larger program of destroying our sense of self to make us easier to control under the New World Order. They want to get us confused about what language we're supposed to be using here because of all the refugees and immigrants. What are we supposed to think? Which bathroom we're supposed to use? They're deliberately confusing our kids. They don't know what gender they're supposed to be. Well, I got a newsflash. It's not up to you. It's determined by your DNA. And if your DNA says you're male, you're male. And if your DNA says you're female, you're female. And if you think something else is going on, it's probably been imposed on you from outside. Another story of political correctness out of control. 12160.info. Apparently, there is a college that is going to put white people in separate rooms for what is called a privilege workshop. And apparently the university is out there being very defensive, saying that you shouldn't think this is segregation to put the white people in a separate room. Yeah, it is segregation. And it's no more right to segregate whites than it was to do the blacks. Now that brings me to a movie that we saw the other day, Hidden Figures. And when it first came on out, I made a point of saying this story was overly politicized, and it's about these black women who played a very significant role in the early Mercury program. But being very familiar with NASA, and yeah, there were individuals who were racist back then because of their upbringing, but NASA as an institution wasn't. And the story was really over-politicized. And if you read those end comments about how these women went on to very important positions and had buildings named after them, it sort of undermines this idea that they were being discriminated against. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yeah, it looks like they're gunning to start some kind of a war with Iran any way they can. Now they're making a big deal about two Iranian Americans being held in Iran, Bakir and Simak Namazi, the father and son. And they were not included as part of a prisoner release that was part of the P5+1. And so they're out there saying Iran needs to release them. How could they be holding these people, you know, like they're hostages? The part they're not saying is these gentlemen were arrested and convicted of spying on Iran for the United States of America. And they've been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now they're trying to make a big deal. Oh, how could Iran be hanging on to these people? We need to bring them home, even if it means invading the country. They're grasping at anything they're going to get traction with. And that's going to be a really hard thing to do. Maybe they're going to set off the nuke in New York City and claim Iran nuked us. But again, that's ridiculous. No nation on earth is going to haul off and launch a nuclear weapon at the United States of America, or for that matter, Israel, because the retaliation would reduce that nation to a puddle of radioactive green glowing glass. Now, world leaders tend to have monstrous egos, without exception. And they all go to sleep at night dreaming of the future in their nation, where school children are going to be forced to memorize their names and birth dates, and they're going to see their faces on statues and coins and postage stamps. And they don't want to let that go away. Rulers who destroy their own nation are not looked on kindly by those who survive. And again, look back over the last 16 years. Who is invading other nations? Who's regime changing other nations? Who's attacking and drone striking other nations? Who's parking their military on the borders of every other nation on earth? That's the aggressor. And I know you don't like to hear it. I get all kinds of email from people saying, no, we can't be the bad guys. We're always the good guys. No. Maybe you need to surrender that idea of a good nation or a bad nation and just realize it's the world's money junkies fighting amongst each other for a bigger chunk of the planet's wealth, and you and your children are just expendable pieces in that great game, because that's the way they see it. Now then, apparently Facebook is scrambling to shut down pro-Marine Le Pen accounts before the election. And Facebook made a statement to Agence France-Presse saying they're trying to reduce the amount of material that is fake news. No, they're not. They're engaging in electioneering. Now, I noticed something very, very interesting about Facebook and Google. They've got that little button now, is this fake news? Why don't we get one of those buttons on the corporate media channels? Why don't we have those buttons embedded in the forehead of all of our politicians so that when they lie to us, we can push the button, it's a lie. I think that would do a great service to the American people. I remember when it was still possible to buy these voice stress analyzers, and they are surprisingly accurate, certainly more so than a polygraph. Sort of get you into that the Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar, where for 24 hours he can't tell a lie. I'd sure like to see that happen to some of our politicians and our talking heads at the corporate media. That would be fun. I'd pay to see that. Unfortunately, corporate media and our government have a very simple principle of operation. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. If the lie is big enough and horrific enough, the people will believe it. It's called the big lie technique. Now, the FBI has launched a hunt for the insider who leaked the Vault 7 CIA documents to WikiLeaks. Now, this is after the head of the CIA came on out and declared WikiLeaks is a non-state hostile intelligence service abetted by Russia, and implying that Russia hacked the CIA and gave the documents to WikiLeaks. Well, now, by saying they're looking for an insider who was the leak, they're admitting it wasn't the Russians. Ooh, shock of all shock. It wasn't the Russians. Oh, my goodness, the government lied to us again to make the Russians look bad. And all they succeeded in doing was making themselves look bad. Now, here's a story that's as close to gray as you're going to hear, and it's coming out of Blacklisted News. And apparently there was this 75-year-old woman who was trying to sell a paperweight containing a speck of moon rock from the Apollo missions. And apparently she was detained for 2 hours in a public parking lot, and she was forced to wet her pants, and they didn't let her go and change. And she's all upset, and she's ready to sue, and maybe they could have treated her a lot better. But the issue of the Apollo moon rocks is a very complicated one. It is actually against federal law to be in possession of an Apollo moon rock. Those are considered the property of NASA, the U.S. government, and collectively, not individually, the American people. But a lot of those rocks have gotten out. And NASA kind of undercut itself, and so did the U.S. government, because as part of the post-Apollo, look how good we are, bits of moon rock were presented as gifts government to other world leaders. And apparently a lot of those went missing when those leaders retired and are presumably still in their personal possession, even though it was supposed to be a gift from nation to nation. And NASA did give out paperweights to certain key individuals, and this lady claims to have inherited this paperweight from one of those. And so in her mind, it is legally hers, and it's a gray area. So how they treated her was definitely not cool. Her possession of that Apollo moon rock is in a very legal gray zone because it's illegal, but yet NASA was giving them out. Now, one of the good news about all of the landings on both the moon and Mars is we've come to understand that bits of moon rock can be found all over planet Earth in the form of meteorites. Certain classes of meteorites are now known to come from the moon and Mars because we've been able to actually analyze the material on the moon and Mars and say, hey, this is the same stuff. And you can actually go out on places like eBay and buy a little tiny chip of the moon or Mars, and it's perfectly legal to own. So, all right, let's talk about health and vaccines. It's getting really ugly out there. And again, we're subject to this abuse. We're subject to this danger because it makes money. And as long as it makes money, it is a blessed thing in our society. So there's an article over at realpharmacy.com pointing out that the United States of America has the highest vaccination rate in the world and some of the worst health. And our health is ranked 34th in the world with infant mortality, with the highest rates of vaccination. And there has to be a question asked. Is this stuff really safe? Is it even really necessary? Another article on the same thing from Activist Post. Is there vaccine cause and correlation regarding the dramatic rise in children's chronic diseases? Because if you plot it on out, as more and more vaccines are made mandatory, more and more children are coming down with chronic disorders that they're never rid of. And underscoring that is another story that's coming out of needtoknow.news. Dr. David Brownstein is saying that there's a study showing that the two-dose vaccine for chickenpox is now linked to shingles. Now, supposedly, if you have chickenpox, you will get shingles. You're not supposed to get shingles from the chickenpox vaccine, and it's now an epidemic among children. And chickenpox, or rather, shingles is actually far more serious and life-threatening than chickenpox itself. But it's making billions of dollars, and that's all that really counts. The oligarchy that runs this country sees you, the American people, as walking wallets to be harvested from. And that makes it okay to sell you, force you to buy dangerous products that maybe you didn't want. And they're really pushing hard. Right now, there are 134 pro-vaccine bills now active in 35 states. It's all politics and corruption. Now, Associated Press is reporting that Dow Chemical is pushing the Trump administration. And by the way, Dow did donate $1 million to the inauguration. And they're pushing the Trump administration to basically scrap regulations and ignore the findings of federal scientists who point to a family of widely used pesticides as harmful to about 1,800 critically threatened or endangered species, and possibly to human beings as well. But the money speaks and the government listens, and so these toxic pesticides will continue. Now, if you have a garden, there is something you might want to look at, because believe it or not, farmers in India are using Coca-Cola and Pepsi as a cheaper alternative to pesticides. And this actually does work, not just with Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Any sugary soft drink is going to work. Not artificial sweeteners, not aspartame. What happens is you sprinkle this, and it attracts ants. The ants then eat the larvae of larger pests before they mature into crop-chomping adults. It actually does work. So if you don't want to have Roundup on your garden, you don't want to have these Dow chemicals and all this other toxic things, you can actually control pests on your plants. You're going to have to put up with the ants, obviously, but you can use sugary soft drinks. And certainly, they're far less toxic than things like Roundup, which is a known carcinogen. A lot of people complain about the sugar in Coke and Pepsi and the rest of it, but so far, I don't think anybody's linked them with cancer here. Here's a little bit of a tragedy for science. Apparently, there has been a malfunction, catastrophic, in this freezer where ice cores that were taken going back to the 1970s were being stored to study the last 22,000 years of climate records. And it was a brand new facility. That's the fun thing. $3.1 million. And apparently it didn't have a backup cooling system. And it caused all of these cylindrical ice cores to melt, basically destroying their value as any kind of supportive evidence for climate studies. Or maybe Al Gore pulled the fuse because those climate studies are showing that Earth's climate is changing all the time without human influence. Now, as if those poor people over there weren't dealing with enough, there's a volcano in North Korea, Mount Paektu. And it is a really large volcano. You can find it on Google Earth. It's got a violent past. The last major eruption significantly changed the landscape around that mountain, and scientists are saying it looks like it's about to blow again. And this will be another eruption that will be heavy enough to slightly darken the skies and cause a little bit of cooling. So that's definitely coming up there as well. Okay, looking at the news here, President Trump's just, or whoever's talking for him, his flapper, says he doesn't see a role for the USA in Libya. Well, let's look at what's going on in Yemen, where up until recently it was all between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, and now all of a sudden they're talking about direct U.S. forces on the ground. So this is another statement that we should ignore, because all of this is following that plan Wesley Clark revealed all those years ago. It's a policy of the U.S. government, and apparently the president is unable to resist that policy. And it may be that he has been brought to understand, without conquering all the resource-rich areas of the world and shackling them to the dollar, a U.S. economic implosion is now inevitable. And Trump doesn't want to be the president of a nation that's collapsing, looks bad in the history books. So he's going to go along with it. And this agenda has gone so far, it's past the point of no return. They can't turn around and say, well, this is a bad idea, let's go on back, without the economy imploding immediately. And again, remembering that governments actually operate like religions. They need the faith and belief of the masses. It looks bad when you admit that you've done something wrong and need to change a policy. And that's one of the major reasons bad policies persist. It's a combination of those who are profiting from the policy, not wanting to give up that cash flow, coupled with the government needing to maintain the illusion of infallibility. Governmental infallibility. No matter how badly we mess up, it's a success. Interesting little story. This is coming out of the Times of Israel. Israeli intelligence seen as central to the U.S. case against Syria. And either Israel wants to take credit for it, or the U.S. is trying to shift the blame for what is obviously a bogus story. But Israel is insisting that they intercepted radio chatter, a phone call from Assad to the pilot saying, go ahead and gas those people in Idlib. And you need to remember that in 2013 and 2014, Israel again claimed they had evidence that Assad had done it, only to be refuted by the United Nations, who said it was the rebels. And we need to remember that Israel is the nation that has the motto, by way of deception, thou shalt conquer. Israel originally claimed it was Egypt attacking the USS Liberty. Then there was the Levant affair, where Israeli agents were bombing British and American assets in Egypt and planting evidence to frame Egyptian Muslims. They got caught because one of the bombs detonated prematurely and the Israeli agent was caught by the police. Israel's response, oh, it's an anti-Semitic plot to make us look bad. oh, they're coming. And then eventually they were forced to say, yeah, it was us. And then years later, all of those Israeli agents were decorated and treated like heroes. It's becoming very hard to find anything in this world that you know absolutely is true or accurate. We live in a sea of lies. It's as bad as the Matrix. We look at these flat screens and we think this is the real world, and it isn't. And I think that's the reason the Matrix franchise was so successful. People understood at some level it is a metaphor for current life. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. And a reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three tomorrow. She had to miss last week because of Good Friday. But got a lot of email saying how much people miss her. So she will be back tomorrow. Now then. Apparently, this is just now breaking, U.S. authorities have prepared charges to seek the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. This is coming out of CNN. And the Department of Justice wants to charge Julian Assange over the CIA leaks. But this is all coming out of a grand jury that Obama kept going into 2017. So this started a while back, and now they're ramping it up. Now, if somebody inside the CIA leaked the documents, that's the one who should legally be in jeopardy. And they have to understand that when you leak something like that, you are breaking the law. And yes, you're doing a public service. The people have a right to know, and the government has gone rogue, as this one has. But I think they want to try and make an example out of Julian Assange, because, again, the U.S. government, the corporate media, the oligarchs understand the illusion they maintained for decades for you, the American people, has been shattered. And you're starting to see the true nature of what this government is, and it is very ugly indeed. Spying on everybody, use of torture, use of chemical weapons, provoking wars on the basis of lies, fraud, and deception. And leakers are instrumental in informing the American people what's going on, whether it was Seth Rich and the DNC emails. And obviously, they can't arrest and prosecute Seth Rich. He's been killed. So, but they're after that. Now, then, getting on back to this idea about abusing children. Apparently, yesterday, former NYPD Sergeant Alberto Randazzo was sentenced to nearly 3 decades in prison for sexual exploitation and child pornography. And if you remember when Jeff Epstein's house in Palm Beach got raided, and the pictures on the wall, some of them were so gross they had to blur them out before they could even be broadcast. And finally, another story coming out of the BBC, a drug given to pregnant women for epilepsy and bipolar disorder caused serious malformations in up to 4,100 children. This is coming out of a French study. The drug is called Valproate. And women who were given this for epilepsy were up to 4 times likelier to give birth to a seriously malformed child. It's another thalidomide scandal. Again, our medical industrial complex, it's all about pushing product, selling product. And they've lost all sense of, are we actually making people healthier? Because healthy people can't be made profit from. They need you sick. That's the model. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire here on RBN. Until then, please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We are literally in a fight against war. And in the modern nuclear age, the enemy is war itself. We've got to stop this. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.